I really don't have the know-how to make those ads and everything else like that. I'm not that. I can run computers and everything else like that, but do photo editing and everything else like that, I'm not good at all.
Okay, we can definitely help with that. And here's Nadine.
Hi, Nick. Thank you, Tara.
Hello.
How's it going? Pretty good?
It's going wonderful.
For Monday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Such a pleasure to meet you, Nick. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been speaking here with Tara, who does such an amazing job, really going over the basics. And so a couple of things that I had heard when you were conversing with her, right? You've done the free listing, correct? The Google Business Profile,
correct.
And you were kind of dipping into the ads, taking a look, but it's a little much, right? Especially
yeah,
if you don't specialize in it. Yeah. So it could be a little overwhelming. And then I know that, so she wanted me to talk to you a little bit about that, right? And then I was actually looking, an excellent job on that, by the way. I saw that there was like 7 5-star reviews. So you've done really good. I mean, this is all the first step, right? Basically,
yeah.
What we do is programming that goes behind it. Did you do this website yourself as well?
Yes.
No way. Oh, my gosh. You yes. did a really good job. For someone
well,
who...
Jobber helped me. They just gave me templates.
Yeah.
I just pretty much had to fill in some information and some pictures. But Jobber
but
has really benefited
great.
My company a lot.
It really
and
looks
I shout
good,
out to
though.
They really help my company make it seamless for my customers when customers
that's
hit there,
so
they can
awesome.
Hit requests and everything else like that.
I really like the website. I'm going to tell you something. I see a lot of different websites. I mean, you can imagine how many business owners have attempted to create websites, and they really do try, right? But again,
yeah.
you know, like they even say themselves, I'm not an expert, but I want something out there for people to be able to reference to. So some of them I've seen and I'm like, oh, poor thing, you know?
yeah.
But yours looks really good. And what I love about it is because it loads up quickly. Okay. It's
yeah.
not too busy. It's pretty straightforward. You know, people really want a website. It's like having a menu at a restaurant. You just are more inclined
right.
to selecting that company for that reason. I did see the Facebook. Have you run any ad campaigns with that or not yet?
I have tried and they keep blocking instead of my, I'm trying to update billing information
uh-huh.
and they won't get me through. Like they won't let me put in my card information and be able to pay for them. I've done the whole thing and I've tried
and
to
it
get it all
go
set
through.
Up and it just, and it
okay.
doesn't go through and it bounces me back out. So
okay.
I just recently started to do that and with the Google ads here in the last 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I'm picking one, a definitely full-time guy next year, if not two. And so I want to start
yeah.
getting some of this stuff ready. So
yeah.
when spring rush comes, I'm all set up. I'm not scrambling to touch this stuff.
You're not like, yeah.
Rush.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I also noticed that you do snow removal as well, correct?
Yes. Correct.
When the season changes, of course, which might be coming up here pretty soon.
yep. Very soon.
Okay. And when it comes to lawn care, right, I mean, we're talking mainly like lawn maintenance, correct? Like what I would consider the maintenance side of it? Or do you also do what we would consider also hardscape?
I do. It's hardscaping, but in our field, a lot of guys like to call it lightscaping or softscaping.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
not quite as extensive as hardscaping. Like I don't do a whole lot of the... you know, block
like
patios and stuff
right.
like that. But
okay.
moving dirt and excavating, light excavating there, you know,
okay.
you need your lawn lowered or leveled and stuff like that.
You do.
We do that. And we do specialize in that.
Okay.
Yes.
So you do a lot of lawn mowing maintenance. Do you do any irrigation at all?
Not right now. I'm
okay.
partnered with another company that I use that treat all
that's
the lawns.
Okay. Perfect.
And they do a lot of that. So.
What about the mulching and seeding or sod insulation?
Yes. Yes, I do all that.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Do you carry any license or insurance for the business?
Yes, I'm fully covered for insurance and liability.
Okay,
yes.
General liability. Okay, let me take
yes.
a look at something real quick. So, you know, there's different positions on Google, right? At the very, very
right.
top, you'll see these ones that'll say sponsored Google ads, right? It'll
mm-hmm.
say sponsored, but it'll say Google. Well, right now, I believe it's still showing us Google guaranteed, but they're changing it to Google verified, which is Google's pay-per-lead program. Okay. Then you got the other Google sponsored ads, which is what we call the Google ads, which I believe is the one that you were attempting, right?
Right.
Which seemed a little complicated. And then you have the
yes.
Google local listing first page. Those are what we consider the top, I would say the top primary spots. The license that you carry, which one is it? Do you remember offhand? Or is it just like a regular business license, like, you know, like a registration for the business?
It's registration for the business and then
okay.
insurance to run that business. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. It's not like a ornamental or turf pest control one, correct?
No, I don't
okay.
I don't offer any of those services.
Okay, perfect.
I have a guy that I partnered with that he refers everybody to me and I refer everybody to him for that.
Okay.
They're pretty much top ranked. Second
that's
or
awesome.
First, it's called Turf Medic there on Google.
Okay. That's totally perfect. Totally perfect. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fine. The reason why I'm asking you these things is because there is
mm-hmm.
a specific program, okay, that I think would be a good fit for you. Maybe not for the lawn care, but you would qualify for actually the snow removal. With the lawn care, we can do, we do Facebook ads, Google ads. It really depends on the appetite of your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far are you typically, let me see if Tara put it here. So you go anywhere between 6 to 8 miles, right, for a potential client?
Yeah, for lawn mowing. I'll go farther out. For lawn mowing and snow plowing, we don't go any farther than that, but for landscaping and stuff like that, we go out farther.
Okay,
but for
perfect.
Recurring job for our same customer, we don't go out too far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it gets
okay.
out of our route.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, so I kind of get how, like, when you're in your industry, you guys kind of schedule it where it's a route that you follow, right? You're not going bouncing here, then bouncing back, and then having to come back. So,
right.
Because it doesn't make sense. With snow removal,
right.
you do, is it commercial and residential?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Shoveling and blowing?
Yep.
What about salt
we,
and de-icing?
We don't do it. We will do that, especially across, but for most residential, which we have mostly residential, most of them don't really want that on their
okay.
concrete. So
okay.
pretty much I will do salting if it's requested. Yes.
Okay. All right. So there is a particular program that is one of my favorites. I think it would be a really good fit for you. And we're going to go ahead and discuss pricing and everything that it comes with. There are other options if this doesn't fit for you. Okay. But this particular package, it's two programs combined into one called the Ideal Package. Basically, the first part of it is going to be $249 a month. This is going to get you where we take your Google business profile that you have now. We optimize it to the first page and we maintain it there within the local map section. Anytime someone's searching up, whether it's landscaping, right, specific to the keywords that we were just discussing, lawn mowing, if they're looking for snow removal, they're going to find you listed on the first page of Google. They call you directly. We
uh-huh.
list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. In regards to Facebook, we will run the Facebook ads for you. Facebook ads can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. As you know, if someone does that search on Google and they're looking up your services and they go to their Facebook page, that's how they get retargeted. Now, the ad, it could either be a click to call you directly or a click to your website, or they could message you through Facebook. I know a lot of our clients have seen really great results. You are not going to incur click fees because what we're doing is we're taking from that $249, $100, we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Okay? In addition, we make sure that your website's always attached. We're not going to tinker with it. We just always want to make sure that it's attached and we cover the mobile platform. Anytime that someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would find you listed on the first page of Google. It would like pretty much cover all of your bases. Okay, and that part of it is $249 a month. Okay, now the other part is the formerly known as Google Guaranteed, but soon will be Google Verified is what they're going to call it. And basically what that is Google's pay-per-lead program where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. Nick, you're not going to share it with anyone. It's not like an Angie's lead. This is a direct call. Okay. Now, for that program, for the snow plowing, you qualify, the snow removal, okay? Because all they require is just the insurance. They want you to carry $250,000 general liability insurance. I believe you mentioned right. You carry that, correct? Sure. So no license is required. For the lawn care, it is, but for snow removal, it's not. But basically, you have to have at least 5 Google reviews and pass a background check in the last 7 years, no felonies, which I'm sure you have a completely clean record. And even to be on part
right.
of Angie,
I just took that with Angie, so
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I just cleared their background check and
I know that for a fact. That's why I say what I say, yeah. Because in order for you to be a part of them, you have to go through that. Now.
Oh yeah.
This Google Verified, there is a one-time $250 application fee, and what you do is you fill out the application, submit it. Now, we push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? The approval could take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say something, Nick. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit your application and respond to your background check, okay? Uh-huh. However, once you're approved, we're going to call you to notify you because within 3 days, we want to activate those leads for the snow removal, okay? So to activate the leads, the minimum monthly budget is $351. That's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, those leads are $27. So when that call comes in from the Google Verified program, it's going to deduct it from the 351. The kicker on it is, right, if someone is calling you from the Google Verified program outside of snow removal, right, let's say they did call you, hey, can you come out and remove a tree? That is outside of your services. Google has to credit that lead back to you because it's not regarding the snow removal. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, it's unqualified. That gets credited back. Okay. What they consider a qualified lead is if you gave them a price over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, okay, then that's qualified. How Google will know that? They will assign a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not, but we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we dispute it immediately with Google on your behalf to get that credit back. If you only got one lead in the month, what is left over from that $351 budget is going to roll over. So that means the following month, you're only paying $27 because you're basically paying for the lead that you received the month before because the remaining gotcha. Balance that was left rolled over. You can pause those leads whenever you need to for as long as you need to. There's not a limitation on it. And it allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. Does that program kind of make sense, the Google Verified?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So with the other $249, we're listing you for all your services, but running those Facebook ads, okay, as well. So basically, this package would be $499 to get it started. The following month, you're just paying the $249 because you're still getting approved for the Google Verified program. And then once you're approved, we call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise.
Gotcha.
Does that kind of all make sense so far?
Yeah. So
what do you think about this one?
The 249 that the general leads there. Am I paying for those ones as well per lead?
No. Those are because that part of the package, you're not paying for every call or job that you get. It's the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. That is Google's pay-per-lead program.
Right.
So that one's different. So with our tracking and reporting system, you'll have access to that 24/7. You're going to have a tracking and reporting system, and you can actually track the phone calls that you're getting, not just from the Google Verified, because the Google Verified will show qualified and unqualified leads. Okay, that's how you'll know, okay, those were from the Google Verified. Then you'll also see calls that come through from the other part of the program, because you got to be able to track everything and not just take our word for it. So you could see, like, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, where they performed the location of the search. So you're able to track all of that. We make all the changes. We do the updates for you. Basically, what you're telling us is, hey, upload these photos, or I need to run a promotion this month. We'll create the ad campaign for that, for the Facebook ad, because we want you to be able to focus on your jobs. I mean, that's the whole point of us doing this, is because we're more of the experts, right? And it's what you're paying for. Okay.
So is there a limitation on how many promotions you or things you want to run per month?
As far as like what, hun, with the ad campaigns?
Yeah.
Okay. So with Facebook ads, we're running a Facebook ad, right? You can put, we can add like a photo on there, and I think like a 2 or 3 second video, if I'm not mistaken. But let's say you're running that ad for a couple weeks and you're like, hey, I need to switch it up. Okay. You can switch it up. We're not going to charge you more for doing that, right? I will say this. You always have the ability as well to add more to your ad campaign, add more to that budget, right? Because we're allocating $100. Let's say you're like, you know what? I want to allocate another $100 to that. So you would pay the difference. So instead of you paying that $249 a month with $100 going to your Facebook ads, you would pay $349, and then now you have $200 going to your Facebook ads that we're managing. And that's at your discretion when you want to add more to that budget.
Right.
Okay.
So what would I do if I was not wanting to take on that Google Verified snow plowing thing on?
Okay. If you don't want to do the Google Verified, if we went with the package, let me ask you a quick question. When you were trying to do the Google ads, what were you trying to achieve with that? Was it just so that you had more of a Google presence?
No, I was just trying to generate just a little bit more work, just getting just maybe a few more people calling me. I don't need a whole lot, but I was at least getting, you know, at least even if I was getting one or two more calls per week, just kind of giving me just a little more people calling in. Because I don't have with my referrals with other companies and stuff are about my main way I get phone calls.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of people hit my Google page, but not much where I'm sitting right now.
Okay. The reason that I was asking, just out of curiosity, only because I'll tell you, Google ads, I'm not going to lie to you, you have to invest quite a bit in order to get a good conversion rate out of them, right?
Right. I was looking at that and seeing people talking about it then.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, right? I think for you right now, Nick, what would also be a good option to start with, right, even if you don't want to do the Google Verified, right, we could start you with our VIP package. Okay. The VIP package that would have Facebook advertising. Okay. Basically that package is everything that I mentioned. It's just not going to include the Google Verified. Okay. So there's two ways that we can do it. We can actually do, let me see here. I can get you in with the new in business rate, because I know you're still under 5 years. For that, you'd be looking at $299 a month, and then it has a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, you're looking at $398 to get it started, and then it's $299 every month after that. Okay? But that includes Facebook, that includes the Google Local Listing first page, the directory submission, and it covers a mobile platform, which is a good package for you to start with. I would recommend that before again, Google Ads, I feel, is going to be it's going to be pricey. If we ran a package with Google Ads, I mean, you're looking at a price point starting at $4.99 a month. Because $300 is going to your Google Ads. Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
Okay. So I will say this. Facebook Ads, they have a higher conversion rate compared to Google Ads. And it's because they retarget. Google Ads across all industries is 4% conversion rate. When you compare it to Facebook Ads are 9% conversion rate. So it's almost double the conversion rate of the Facebook ad,
uh-huh.
You know, the conversion of it. So I would recommend, if anything, starting with that package. And that's getting you listed for all of your services, every bit of them. Okay? You always have the ability to upgrade to Google Ads if you want it. You always have the ability to add more to your Facebook ads. Okay? So you always have that availability to do those things. Even wanting to start the Google Verified program, you always have that option. But I would definitely recommend then going with the VIP with the Facebook advertising. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that would definitely be a better option than
I think so too.
Google Ads.
I definitely think so. And I'm not saying just because of price point, because like I said, with Google Ads, Nick, you got to invest quite a bit, right? And I think for you right now, this would be a really good start for you. Okay. Any questions so far?
Oh, not really.
Okay.
Would you be able to, for that VIP package, would you be able to email kind of a little bit of a breakdown there for me?
Do you have access to your email right now? I see backyardacreslawncare@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Let me do this. How do you feel about it so far? Like, do you feel like that price point, I mean, with what we're including, do you feel that would be beneficial for your business? I mean, to get something started like this today?
Maybe. I'm definitely interested. I'm just kind of mulling over because I just, last week just signed up with Angie Leads, you know, and.
Yeah.
And just spent, just took their your package there, and you know,
oh man,
it's pretty pricey. But
what are they charging? Do you mind if I ask, what are they charging for the year now?
So what they're offering is $750 upfront. This is their special promotion going on right now. $750 first down payment, and that covers a full year.
Okay.
And $1,000 worth of credit. So they cover $1,000 worth of leads. So basically I'm saving $350.
I was just going to say, okay, so you understand how that worked. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, it's funny that you say that, because
then,
I had another gentleman tell me about that. And he's like, no, they're giving me $1,000. I said,
No,
they're
giving you $1,000 worth of credit, but you're saving so much. Instead of paying $1,000, you're only paying
$750.
Even if I don't have that fully covered in a year, that still rolls over.
Which is good. Yeah, and that's what I was trying to explain to him. I think it works like this. And, you know, I'll tell you, and he told me this, right, about 2 months ago I talked to this gentleman. It was for general contracting, which, you know, their leads are a lot more expensive, right?
They're a lot more expensive than my leads.
Oh, yeah. Way more expensive. And do you know that he called me back and he's like, Nadine, you were right. He's all, but unfortunately, I don't even have money to sign up with you if I wanted to. He's like, I'm now in the hole because his leads were like 150 on up and it went real quick. I think he said he only ended up with like maybe 8 leads and he was like pretty upset. And I said, well, I mean, hopefully, you know, something pans out of that. And he's like, not when I owe them money and I can't even afford to take on more leads. Like it's, I felt bad for him, but I was trying to explain to him, well, this is not that it was a bad idea. I was just trying to explain to him, no, this is, you've got to be on top. When they send you that lead, you've got to call right away. You've got to call right away.
Right.
Let me ask you this, right? If anything, when it comes to the price, okay, what would hold you back? Is it the monthly? Is it the initial investment? The reason that I'm asking is because I want to see if there is anywhere at all that I could help you.
Right, right. Yeah. It's more, it's somewhat the monthly, just because, you know, I am smaller. So for lawn mowing, that's going to be, you know, I need at least probably like 3 or 4 lawns in a month to, new lawns to cover that initial investment. You know, once you signed up, that's going to be producing me more and I'll more than 10 times the amount if I book a regular customer with you for how much they'll pay me in the year. That'll cover the month. It's just especially going right into winter right now where I don't have doing a lot. That's kind of right now. That's kind of really the holdback. I'm willing. I'm definitely willing to spend money to make more money. If I want to grow my business, I'm trying to get everything else lined up here to.
Okay.
And it's like another monthly payment for the wintertime while you're.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it.
A little hesitant.
I totally get it. Okay. So let me ask you this, Nick. And again, it's because I always want to see if there's somewhere where I could help you, right? So I get 2 credits a month that I can use for a friend or a family member, right, that wants to promote their business on Google. But we have to have an open position available for them. I don't ever use mine because I'll be honest. I mean, everyone I know in my family or friends, they don't own their own company. I mean, the ones that I do know that have their own business, they're like caterers. Caterers, they're more word of mouth, right? People, if they've tasted your food, they're going to refer you. That's how you get your business. Okay?
Yep.
So this wouldn't work for them, right? But what if I could ask my manager, okay, if I could offer it to you at my friends and family rate, okay? Basically, what it's going to do, it's going to drop down your monthly to $249 a month. You would be grandfathered into my rate, okay, which means that rate's not going to change on you because you're coming in at my rate, okay? I know it's saving you $50, but sometimes even for me, $50 goes a long ways. It gives me a half a tank in my Ford, but my Ford SUV, you know.
Saving $50 on advertisement, it can go that's booking. That's 1 yard.
Yeah.
Cause my minimum price is 65. My minimum price is $65 to book a job with me for just a simple mowing job.
That's crazy. You don't want to know how much it is in California. Let me tell you, in California, it's like, I feel like, oh my gosh, like literally I had weeds in my front yard, right? Cause they're in my gravel and sometimes my artificial turf weeds come up. And my husband can't do it anymore because he does dialysis, and I'm not going to get on my hands and knees. Like, I just can't. I don't have time. Do you know that they charged me $150 just to do that?
Wow.
So yeah, your prices are really good. I've seen the lawns in your pictures, so that's really reasonable. But if I could get it for you, and again, I want to ride this by you first, right? It would make your initial investment $348. Okay, to get it started. And then every month after that, It would just be the $249 a month. If I can get that approval, would that be more feasible for you to give us a shot today? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
Yeah. Yeah, that would definitely be something to be interested in. Also, question for you. So
yes.
You said about it'll be able to track and be able to see different phone calls and stuff, or was that the Google Verified?
That's with the Google Verified, because the Google Verified is going to show you the ones that are the leads that are coming through that program, and then the other one is going to show you basically all the other calls that are coming through. However, you're still going to have a tracking and reporting system. So you're going to have a tracking number, a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, okay? And that's how you can actually track the phone calls that you're getting from our program, because they're still going to call you directly. They're still going to call you directly, even though it's a local tracking number, but it's a way for you to prevent getting a bunch of spam calls. And if a spam call were to come in, you can block it. Okay.
Right.
It's not just us saying, oh, hey, Nick, you know, you got these calls. No, you're going to be able to track all of that through that system. Because again, we just don't want you taking our word for it. Okay.
Right. So you guys going to have, will you have reports at the end of the month that I can look at
You'll have reports 24/7. You're going to have reports 24/7. Yeah, that tracking and reporting system, you'll be able to log in.
I'm trying to learn exactly where my money's going, where it is, how much I'm spending on that stuff. I want to become the top guy in Timbersburg. I want to take over most of it.
Let me tell you.
My goal is to wipe a lot of the businesses off of the map here in Chambersburg. Some of these.
I want to blow them out of the water, you know?
Some of these guys that are coming in undercutting me and giving these people horrible jobs that can't even mow. I would like that people would see my work and they want me instead of the guy that's down the street.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It is everywhere. It is everywhere. People lowballing. I mean, even my aunt sees it in her industry. She caters. And she's like, oh, my God. Like, people will tell her, oh, well, I got someone who would do it for this amount. It's like half the price of what she's charging. She's like, and I tell her, don't be discouraged, because remember, you're bringing the food to them. You're cooking for them at their home, right? Or at their event. They go to a restaurant, off the top, they're being charged gratuity. They're literally getting the actual portion of what's going to be served, you know? And she's like, man, these lowballers are killing me. And I said, but what happens? Those people end up calling you back because they're like, listen, these people did a horrible job.
Right.
You know? So.
I had a guy come in my first year of business, come and steal 20 customers from me and eight in a development. And that pretty much almost sunk my company. I did an initial investment buying my company. And, you know, I don't want that to happen again. I didn't have any kind of Google profile or anything. And so the generating income back up, it was a long, long road. I finally, this year has been my best year since I started my company. We're back on my feet. And we're ready to roll. I'm ready to grow. Last year, we almost hung it up because we had
really
3 months of drought. We had almost 3 months of drought last year. So I
basically
had 5 months of income when I'm usually used to full 9 months of solid, you know, solid income versus
sporadic. That's tough. That's really tough.
And I want to have that way of, you know, if I hit something, a dry spot I have available, I got leads coming in for landscaping and some of this other work, which I currently did not have.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to be having phone calls, whether I'm slam busy or not. I got phone calls coming in. I'd rather be booking out jobs than waiting for the phone to ring.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. No, I hear you. So with this, now, let me just tell you this. I was looking to see who was on the first page right now. You probably know some of these guys, Patton Sons, Landscaping.
I know.
Dan Lehman.
Okay, so
Dan,
listen.
Dan Lehman there is my uncle. That is the company I started out with. So he is pretty much the top guy in Chambersburg, but he is only growing his business with his boys. His boys are still in school. Once they're done, they want to join his company. So he's not growing right now, but we work hand in hand. So that's where,
awesome.
Right now, that's where most of my leads have come from in the past is from him, but I don't want to rely on him getting me work.
Right. Exactly.
He's gonna start
so let me tell
too.
You though, you have some great reviews. So how we make that simple for you as well, okay, is through your tracking and reporting system, you can easily go in there and put in your client's either phone number, email address, and it will automatically send them a link to leave you a review. They click on it and they can leave 5 stars or comment on it, what have you, right? And that'll
right.
post to your Google Business profile. Another cool tool that we have too is, let's just say, for whatever reason, someone left you a negative review. We will dispute it with Google. Okay? So we help in that sense as well, which you don't have any bad reviews. I really wouldn't worry about that. So I encourage
really
you to keep
I've
getting
had a
reviews.
Couple people that have complained to me but never left a Google review. It was more that they got tired of paying for a quality job and they wanted somebody cheaper, and so they made a false accusation just to
you're like I'm the wrong guy.
Route. I'm like,
I'm the wrong guy.
If you want
your
lunch, if I'm too expensive, just say so. I'm not offended. offended. I know I'm more expensive out there. I provide a different kind of a job than other guys are going to provide. I'm out there to give you a great job plus quality for not the most expensive price, but not cheap.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you, you can tell like the work that you do, and I'm not like, I'm not going to say, like, I don't know you from Adam and Eve, but just from your photos, you can tell that the work that you do, you take your pride in it. So pay me what I'm worth.
We take great, and I try to instill that in any person that ever works with me. And for me, I try to instill in them that we are there to provide a good job. We are not there to juice the money out of the person. They're providing us an income.
Making sure
they're
satisfied.
We're going to provide them with a great job because they're giving us, they're making me be able to provide for my family. So of course, I need to make sure their property looks great.
Absolutely.
Their money is worth it.
Yeah, and you know what? You get what you pay for, right?
Right.
That's how I see it. So I just sent you the email with a recap because I did get the approval for to give it to you at my friends and family rate, okay? In that email, it gives you the breakdown, all right? I did send it to, let me pull up where I sent it to. It was the one that was on your, I see it on your Facebook page too.
Yes,
but
I got it.
Backyard Acres, beautiful. Okay.
Yep.
Nick, is your first name Nick or is it Nicholas and you go by Nick?
It's Nicholas. Most people call me Nick. Yep.
Okay, perfect. You're okay with us calling you Nick?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, awesome. And then this is always going to be the best phone number for you. That's 717-552-1029, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. And you might want to fix on your Facebook page, Acres, the R and the E are reversed in Acre, just FYI. Okay.
Thank you.
I just caught that. So just make sure you update that. What's your last name, Nick? This is just for the account purpose here with us.
Yep. Lehman. Lehman.
Oh, like your uncle's business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
He's my dad's brother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
My dad helped me start this business. He was thinking about coming on and being a partner with me. He started mowing lawns. He's like, that ain't for me. I'll go back to driving truck. He drives up.
He has his own
trucking company.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Wow. Does he do long like layovers? I used to work for a trucking company.
I'm talking
years ago. So he does short distance.
Oh, yeah. No. He does short distance. He does hauling oil. Food grade oil. He does it 3 days a morning, and he makes more than he used to. He used to haul lumber and steel and stuff flat bedding. He makes almost double what he makes just doing 3 days worth of work, half days versus he was working 6 days full time doing flatbed work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they have contracts. We have a local food place called Ventura Foods right here in Chambersburg, and they got the guy he brokers under got the contract for that, and so he started doing that about 3 years ago, and he loves it because he can go in the morning, he's back by 10 o'clock, and he has the whole day at home.
Good for him. Yeah, I used to work for a company. This was like, I mean, I'm talking like almost 20 years ago, but I did all the like federal regulations for the drivers. It's a company that's called McLean, and these guys go everywhere. And so a lot of times, you know, they're guys that do layovers. You got to watch their time. They can't go over or else it's a violation.
Oh, yeah.
And then it causes a company to pay a whole lot of money, you know. It can be really bad sometimes. It's like, oh, boy. So I know all about that. That's why I was curious if your dad does. Because even when the guys are, like, driving in the snow. It's a lot of stress. You know, I'll be honest with you because let me tell you.
Dad realized he needed to get out of it. A couple Christmases ago, he had a bad wreck. On Christmas Eve, he was on his way home. We had a bunch of family over. We were waiting, and we got a phone call while we were just getting ready to sit down for supper. He was supposed to be home in 15 minutes, and road was slippery going down a hill. Went clean right off the road, and a guy had big boulders in his front yard for that very purpose, I guess. And it went right up on the boulders, and the guy had the audacity to sue him for cracking his boulder. Then,
are you serious? Let me tell you, I learned how to respect my driving. Like, okay, being in that industry gave me a whole different perspective on how to respect them when they're on the road. And I'll tell you why. When we decide I'm just going to squeeze in here and that big rig's going to stop, they're going to slow down. I don't know what's the load behind them that they're carrying. It's not just like a quick, let me hit my brakes and I stop.
Nope.
And I
learned that. My buddy had that happen to him last year and had the whole lumber go right through his cab.
Yeah. And so I learned a whole different respect for them, for those drivers, because it's like, listen, it's not that we don't want to stop. We have a heavy load behind us that's going to prevent us from stopping that quickly. Like, we can't stop like you guys do. In a regular vehicle.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, and, you know, because I always had the concept, well, they're bigger and I'm smaller, so they got to stop for me. Oh, no, I learned real quick. That's not how it works. Without
you need
getting
to stop
hurt,
for them.
You know. Exactly. So I'm taking a look. I got lawn care, landscaping. What else do you want me to note, Tate, on here? As far as, like, with your services, snow removal as well. Anything else specifically?
Bush trimming. I love doing bush trimming. I shaping bushes and stuff like that. So I do bush trimming, seeding, grass seeding, and laying sod if needed. Mulching services.
Okay.
Spring and fall cleanup. So I'll come in and clean up your property at the end of the year. Before the holidays, and then in the beginning of the year, before the season starts, I'll come in and I can clean up your property.
Spring and fall cleanup,
nice
okay.
And, yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Any tree trimming?
No, I don't do tree trimming. I don't like heights.
And both residential and commercial?
Specialize in that. I'll let other people do that work.
Yeah, and you do both residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know. I had one guy I was talking to on the phone one day, and he's like, oh, well, talking to me, and I hear the, and I'm all, are you up in a tree? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, I will talk to you later on this afternoon. I want you to be safe up there. It's like, oh, Lord. When we communicate with you, Nick, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
I prefer phone and text. I do emails, but I'm not going to get back with you as fast on an email than in a text or a phone call.
Yeah, no worries.
Being emails, I wait at least evening to reply to customers on via email. Because usually people, I tell them, if you need a hold of me, you call me or text me right away if you need something urgent.
Right.
But if it's something, you have a question about something, just email me, then I can read it over later.
Perfect.
But, yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to put here, let me see. Okay, good. Yeah, because we would rather communicate with you in a way that, like, hey, it's better if you guys just text or call me, especially if it's something that we need from you and you're not going to read your email until later. And sometimes some people are like, listen, I don't really look at my emails. Just, you know, just text me or call me. Okay. And then now on your Google Business profile, and our technician will walk you through this when we schedule your client interview, I'll be blocking out an hour where you're going to have a client interview with one of our technicians, and they're going to go over like your keyword search terms. They're basically going to verify all the information that you and I are going over as well. You're going to add us on as managers to the Google Business profile and the Facebook page. So this way we could do the optimizing of the profile and management of it, as well as the Facebook ads. Okay. I still encourage you, post on your Facebook page. Keep your content fresh, even if it's once a month that you post on there.
Okay.
At the very least. Okay.
Yeah, I want to start posting just updates on different jobs and stuff when I complete different odd jobs and things like that, or specialty jobs there.
That's awesome.
I'm learning that I would like, and my wife got me a GoPro now, and she wants me to, I want to start.
Oh, how cool is that?
A YouTube channel. So,
yeah,
so I'm hoping
that would be good.
To start. I've been taking a little bit of some videos this year, but I want to get some.
That kind of sounds like the guy that my husband, watches this guy, and he.
Blonde dude?
No, this guy does concrete. I'm going to tell you, that guy has blown up. You might know who I'm talking about. I mean, if you're into YouTube channels and stuff, but this guy, like, he wears the GoPro, and it's from beginning to end. I mean, and I'm going to tell you, that guy's like blown up. You know what I mean? So it's really, really good.
It's a big thing now for people just to watch you cut an overgrown lawn. I'm telling you what, people love
but
watching
I've seen
that
those
stuff,
too.
Which I love doing it, so why wouldn't people like watching
the
it?
The ones that are like taller than you, the lawns are taller than you, or it's like an abandoned house that they're trying to sell or what have you. Yeah, I've seen a lot of those
too. Those are fun.
Okay.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you just don't, or what's going to come out of there. Now, Nick, the card that you're going to put on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. Yeah. How does your name read on there?
Nicholas C. Lehman.
What was the initial? I'm sorry, hon.
C for Clay.
Okay. And then the business name, how does it show on there?
Just Backyard Acres Lawn Care.
Okay. It all fit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think it just, actually, I'm trying to think, it's just, let me pull it out here.
Okay.
I think it's just either Backyard Acres or something like that. I don't think they could fit the whole thing on there or something. They just have Backyard Acres Lawn on the credit.
Acres Lawn. Okay. Yeah. Not the care. Okay. Is your billing address, is it like the address that shows on your Google Business profile, the 290 Warm Spring Road? Okay. Is that your home address by chance?
Yes.
Are you okay with that address showing, or do you prefer that we hide it?
For what we'd be doing with this, I prefer it be hidden. The general location, because I'm already that close to Chambersburg, is,
I want to
move the business here, but not yet.
Yeah, the reason that I ask him is because typically the address is like hidden, right? We don't want the address showing, especially if it's your residence.
Right.
You're not like a storefront. So are you okay with us hiding that address?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll let them know that. And the card that you're using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
Just give me a second here. I want to
– Yeah.
You give me an hour or so to just finish thinking about this first before I
Okay.
Say 100% yet.
Okay. No worries. Yep. You got the email I sent you that shows the 249, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I do.
So I'm going to do this, and I want to be super transparent with you. Even before we process your payment, I do need to walk you through a voice verification recording because it's going to outline our service agreement. We're a month-to-month program, but we will ask you stick it out 3 months. What we call it is a three-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. Okay. We, like, if you were to cancel with us, the only thing that happens is your Facebook ads are no longer running. And eventually over time, you'll probably fall off to the second page. Okay. But with this being said, okay, I know my team is still calling out on this. However, I want to give you some time. I've asked my manager if she could at least do me the favor of putting it on a soft hold. She'll do it for an hour to prevent my team from calling out on it. I guess my question
is...
Give
me an hour or not. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is there anything else that would be concerning for you? I just want to make sure that I address everything for you as well.
Yep. As far as if I decide to... Yeah. I can easy add services if I decide to add another service to my company. I can just easy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You're going to have a team that's dedicated to you, right? So like, let's say you decided, you know what? Let's hold back on the lawn care. I want to focus more on snow removal, or I want to add in these other services. You can do that at any time, anytime at all. We're not going to tell you, no, you can't. If you said, hey, I want to cover up to 25 miles, right? I know right now you're doing 6 to 8, but those Facebook ads will reach up to 50. Just so you know, for future reference. Even if you wanted those Facebook ads, like, I know right now you're in this location, right? But let's say you wanted the Facebook ads to start from a different base, like a different area, and then go out 50 miles,
uh-huh.
You can do that too. So we can make changes. We're not going to charge you more for that. The only time you would be paying more is if you wanted to implement more money to your Facebook ads, or you wanted to now upgrade to Google Ads too, or you wanted to do the Google Verified. But I'm going to tell you something, Nick. Before you ever do Google Ads, I would definitely encourage you to do the Google Verified for snow removal. I know right now you don't qualify for the lawn care one, but if you were going to do anything like that for snow removal, I would encourage you to do the Google Verified.
Yeah.
Just because Google Ads,
I would if you were not
expensive.
Pretty much booked out already. We're pretty,
yeah,
this
exactly.
year we're already pretty much booked out to my max because I'm taking on
well,
all my
good for
all
you.
Snow removal this year. he's like, hey,
yeah.
I don't want to do snow removal anymore. He hauls propane in the wintertime for a local guy.
Oh,
so he's like,
okay.
He said, you want
to
take
here,
on my
you
snow
need
removal
to do this.
This year? Yeah.
Oh, well,
so
that's awesome.
He said, you can do it if you want. So I have all
that is so
I have
awesome.
A lot of his confidence. So I have enough for me and my employees.
You're
to,
like I'm full.
I'm
okay,
pretty much
good.
Full. You know, if it fits in the route, I will. But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right.
I
so I did send you a
ahead,
text.
Let's go ahead and get this done.
Okay. I did send you the text too with my contact info as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So before I take down the billing information, let me walk you through the voice verification recording. And again, it's because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing with your invoice, okay? As I am walking you through this, if there's anything at all, Nick, that you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Backyard Acres Lawn Care, I noticed that there's the LLC included. You want that showing, correct?
Yes.
On your Google Business.
That shows I'm an LLC. I'm not just, I'm registered with the
just,
state and everything. I'm a verified business.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Nick, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Backyard Acres Lawn Care, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Lehman, owner of business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Nick, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, whenever we call, okay, our customer service number, they're going to call you from the 877 number, and I'm going to text it to you right now. I'm going to ask you to please save our 877 number under your contacts in your phone under the name Local Splash. This way you never lose our phone number, okay? We are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, okay? If you look at that text that I just sent you, it shows you the 877 number, our hours and days that we're here, and I also included your login credentials for your customized tracking and reporting system. Make sure that you see that. It should be your phone number, and then the mobile is your password, okay? Now,
yes, I got that.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose between these three: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Rusty.
Rusty. Now, let's say you got a call and you weren't sure if it was really us calling you. Just ask, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, I will say, I'll give you an example, right? Several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. Basically, you're probably familiar with Yelp. Yelp's, what they do is they offer advertising, right, on their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls,
right,
Nick, and let's say you're interested, call me because I can get you, I can actually offer you a discounted rate with Yelp, okay, if you're ever interested.
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of our verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, okay? These may include business license or registration, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for Google Business Verification. I say this because we like to be proactive. We just keep it in our back office because if for any reason Google's like, hey, we need this, we already have it. We're not calling you to have you stop what you're doing and then send it to us, okay? So we do ask that you kindly get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days, because failure to do that, to get that documentation to us in that time frame, it could result in delays, or it could even suspend your account with us, okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 3rd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the third day of each month in the discounted amount of $249. So this is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with the live rep if you need to cancel, okay? So this way it gets done. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? So remember, your billing's always the 3rd of the month. If you need a cancel, make sure you call 3 business days before the 3rd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said it was a visa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
4999 3700 0022 7506.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
529.
529. And the CVV code on the back?
612.
612. Okay. I'm just going to be updating right now. How does your schedule look for today for your client interview? Basically, what I do is I block out an hour, but the interview could take about 30 to 40 minutes. It really depends, Nick, on how many questions or details you have. So how does your schedule look? Do you have any time later on this afternoon or evening maybe? So I could see what I have on the calendar.
Does 4 o'clock work?
Let's take a look here.
My time.
Let's see. What are we today? The 3rd. I can't believe we're the 3rd already. I actually have, let me see. It's like, oh my God. I actually have, you said 4 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah.
I actually have a 4:30. Does that work for you?
Yes, that'll work.
Okay. Let me do this before I process your payment. Let me get that appointment real quick because they will snag it from me fast. Because our appointments get booked so quickly here. I'm also going to send you a reminder. It'll be a reminder before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up within that next hour. If for some reason we call you, Nick, and let's say you need like 5, right, 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back, okay? We don't want you to miss this appointment because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving to. We're almost done here. Probably only need like 3 minutes.
I don't have a problem there. I'm not terrible busy today. I just have a couple lawns to do today.
And we're almost done because I know you're kind of pressed for time here too. You're going to shortly be getting a receipt sent to you, and then I'll walk you through that. And then you'll also get the client interview one as well. My computer is just like taking forever to get to the next screen. I'm like, come on, today. I was like, I told my husband, I need you to record the, on the DVR, record the parade. And he's like, I'm not recording that parade. And I'm like, just record it. Because my team won the World Series. I still can't believe it. I'm not going to lie. I cannot believe they won. I was like in shock. I totally thought we lost game 7. Did you even watch the World Series?
No.
So many people were like, are you into baseball or not so much?
I like baseball. I love playing sports. I never really got into watching them.
No? Okay.
But my dad was a big Orioles fan back
was
in the day.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing wrong with that, right?
Took me to several games back in the day, but I love playing baseball. I played for a local team, but.
Did you? Okay.
I was a pitcher, but I pulled out my shoulder.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to tell you, watching these pitchers, I mean, literally, I was like, wow. Like, I was like, man, it was just a crazy game. Like, I mean, both teams, let me tell you, hats off to the Blue Jays. Really hats off to them. Like, it was just a crazy game. I commend them. They did a really, really good job. You know, they Both teams, I mean, they were just going back to back. I was like, oh my God, how's this going? I was shocked that the Dodgers, my husband's like, oh, you can't think like that. Like, even though it's not his, he doesn't like the Dodgers, but we're a house divided, but that's okay. it's all good. I told him, I'll forgive you one day. But yeah, he and I, we go back and forth all the time. Okay, and then let me get this out to you in a couple minutes or a couple of seconds now. It should be, you're going to get a receipt. It's going to say, welcome, Nicholas, but I have it listed for us to call you Nick, just an FYI. Okay. And it's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know when you see that. And then let me get this interview link sent over to you as well. And I'm glad we're doing your interview today, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving too.
I got one that says welcome to Local Splash there, but I don't have any invoice thing over there.
Open it up. And let's see what it says.
It says, yeah, the introduction,
okay.
And it says username, password, and you can log into your account.
Okay.
Oh, there, I just got
and
it.
Then,
there, I just got it. There.
You just got
there,
it? Yeah, it showed me it's in the queue, and I'm like, come on, push it through.
Yep,
okay.
Just got it.
Awesome. So it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Do you see that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So you'll click on that. It'll take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. And then you're going to find where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number. Okay. And then what you're going to do, there's three boxes there, okay? The first box says that you agree to receive text messages from us to your phone. The other one says that you acknowledge that it's your name on the card that you provided and that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. The other one says that you acknowledge that this is a recurring payment based upon the terms. And then type your name. Exactly as it reads there, do not put a period after the C because the system doesn't recognize it. And it should open up a page. It might be asking you to put in a username and password.
Yes. Yep. I'm
okay.
There already.
Beautiful. So remember earlier I sent you the username and password?
Yep.
That is how you will track your results. Your username is your phone number. No dashes. Okay. Your password is all lowercase one word. Do you see it there?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, beautiful.
And I'm in. Yep.
So that is how you track your results with us, okay? All right. And then let me see here. Okay. Now, starting from today, I want to share the timeline with you, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories and you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google with the optimization management of it being on that first page, we're always going to give you the timeline of 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen many times a lot sooner. We prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. You're already verified, so it's really a matter of you adding us on as managers, so it could happen a lot quicker for you. Okay, Nick? However,
okay.
We're also going to be sending you notifications as these steps are being processed, so you're aware of the work that we're doing, and you don't think we're just sitting back twiddling our thumbs. Okay? If you ever have any updates, you got questions, there's a team here dedicated to you. You call that 877 number so we can get one of our technicians on your account to make any updates or changes for you, okay? I would like to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family. Nick, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
All right. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me. Okay. They will call you directly.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You have a good rest of the day and we'll talk to you later on this afternoon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Bye.